Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Whoa, what do you say? A little game time decisions on this Tuesday night. Kevin Walsh with you right here on Sports Grid. We're live for the next 2 hours where we make it happen in the basketball world. The College Board is packed on this Tuesday. We will talk to Coach James Young in just a couple of moments right here on the show and get his picks for this slate. I landed on 5 tonight. Couple of props in there as well. Yesterday was a hoot and a holler. Mississippi Valley State. What'd you think? I wasn't going to bring them up right away. But we have a much better card here tonight. I'm excited to watch these teams play. Yesterday, the Four Nations had people talking, a buzz. I am legitimately interested to see how that carries into Thursday. I think it would be enormous if we had that game tomorrow. There's some questions about player health. They're kind of calling some guys in. A very interesting thing playing out around the Four Nations. Again, that is Thursday, as is the official return of the NBA. Tomorrow, you will see one game, two teams in action, the Lakers and the Hornets, some makeup stuff there due to the, of course, incredibly unfortunate situation with the LA wildfires where they had to cancel some games. So a makeup game this Wednesday could be Luka on his own, as LeBron missed the All-Star game, might miss now another regular season game as he looks to get set and establish. The Lakers will actually be playing Wednesday, Thursday, and then a super important game Saturday night against the Denver Nuggets. I wouldn't be surprised if LeBron misses Wednesday and Thursday, and then Saturday, LeBron will be there, and I will be there. And Coach James Young will be there. 8 o'clock start right here on Sports Grid Saturday night. We are live with you for Lakers Nuggets, which tips around 8:30. And at 8 o'clock from the Garden, Duke, Illinois. Very excited to get into that game. The rare non-conference power opponent showdown in February. In the men's game, you do not see that often. Duke was in action yesterday. One of the items that I was able to get correct on that slate was to lay the 13.5 with Duke. They won it by 18. Cooper Flagg put up a career high in rebounds with 14, had 11 in the first half, finished that game with 17 points as Duke won 80-62. Illinois will be in action against Wisconsin. The Badgers consistently climbing up the ranks now. A road victory at Purdue, really starting to shift this perception. 11th in the AP, 20-5 on the year, inside the top 10 in KenPom, a 3.5-point favorite in that game. I have a lean towards the over. I'm a bit tempted by the Illini's team total. I've not played it yet. The big game in the Big Ten tonight is Purdue-Michigan State. I have played in that game. So let's get into tonight's card, and we will start there with 7 o'clock action between two top 15 teams in the country in Michigan State and Purdue. And I took the 3.5 points with the Boilermakers. So there is a few things that you can kind of lean on here within this game. I imagine anyone betting Michigan State is leaning on them being at home, which is understandable. Michigan State did just lose their most recent home game to Indiana. Not often you can see Izzo drop consecutive home games. Now, Izzo has already bounced back from the win against, or the loss against Indiana, with the win against Illinois on the road, which gave him the most wins for any coach in the history of the Big Ten Conference. That, to me, sets up for a bit of a letdown spot for Sparty. That was likely their best win of the season, the historic nature of it. They clearly got up to play Illinois, and that is an excellent victory for them. Purdue comes in a much different state of mind, having lost two in a row, including a very rare home defeat at the hands of Wisconsin by double digits. And we also then enter in a bit of a spread math, which it's very complicated in college basketball, figuring out what home court advantage is worth. But I will say this, Michigan State just caught 6.5 points at Illinois. I think Purdue was better than Illinois. I think most of you would agree Purdue is better than Illinois. It doesn't mean they're miles better, but they are maybe 1 to 2 points better, right? Let's say Purdue, if they were to host Michigan State, would be laying 7.5. Well, we have moved this number then 11 points. That is not all due to home court advantage. I think some of it, these recent results, and I think we get to buy low on the Boilermakers in this Big Ten battle. I am also going to get involved, actually before the 7 o'clock window, with a non-ranked game, yet still big teams involved, which is Villanova and UConn. And I'm going to play a team total over for Villanova. Maybe I'm falling headfirst into a trap. As I dove more into these lines, I asked myself, is Eric Dixon missing in this game? He is not. Villanova played UConn at home. They won that basketball game 68-66. In that game, their team total, about 73.5. It's now 64.5 tonight. UConn is still very, very bad defensively. Relatively speaking, at least. I know they are slow. I know Villanova is slow. Villanova is good offensively. They have been throughout this season. I expect them to be good enough to get through that 64.5. I had considered betting the side. Perhaps the Huskies bounce back off of their loss to Seton Hall and put forward a good offensive performance. The over in this game at 136.5, I do not mind. I just prefer the Villanova portion of that with their team total over 64.5. I am on an under with Arizona State and Houston tonight. This number to me at 134.5 is probably giving the Cougars a little bit of love with some decent scoring efforts that we have seen them recently have, but this just feels like a shutdown, grinded out spot against the Sun Devils, who will be up against it against the Houston Cougars defense. You also have an Arizona State team who's not seen a defense anywhere near this level in their most recent games. TCU, Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, K-State. That you even look at Arizona, but Arizona plays with such tempo. I think if we saw in their more recent battles a West Virginia, which is what they saw on the 21st, and they did win that game 65-57 on the road. Here's the deal. That total was 134.5. I think tonight we get a good under at 134.5 between Houston and Arizona State. The player props for tonight, Wade Taylor over points plus assists, 19.5. His minutes are starting to bounce back, and that is pivotal to this play. Wade Taylor was a guy who would have, you would imagine, would have averaged 33, 34, 35 minutes a game this season. He's under 30 still, but he just played 35 minutes against Arkansas, which is the most minutes he has played since returning from injury. And in that game, he had 18 points and 9 assists. Taylor's been on a little bit of a tear with the assists recently, with 6 and 9 in the last two games, 15 total. I wanted to bring the assists because at times players can find that momentum, and perhaps Taylor is. I think he could clear this on points alone. He is due for some positive shooting regression within this game against Mississippi State's defense that may actually feel a little bit light relatively to the Arkansas and Georgia matchups. Lastly, maybe my favorite of the night, Hunter Dickinson, over the 24.5 points plus rebounds, averaging 26.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
In Big 12 play, over in 10 of 14. Missed last game, has not missed in consecutive games. We'll be right back here on SportsGrid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back at the right here, and it is game time decisions on this Tuesday night. So just to re-rack for me, five picks on the card. Nova team total over 64.5. Wade Taylor over 19.5 points plus assists. Purdue plus 3.5. Arizona State, Houston under the 134.5. And Hunter Dickinson over 24.5 points plus rebounds. We bring in my guy, Coach James Young, JY. Let's get to the head-to-head. It's been a little bit of a while. Now, maybe that's because we've been so football-ended. I'm sure somewhere out in the wild, I didn't know what we were going head-to-head. We appreciate these. Why Michigan? I get it. But tell me why Michigan State for you in that big, Big Ten battle.
It's more about the fact that they're at home. If this was at Purdue, I probably would lay the points with Purdue, to be honest with you. I think it's more about the home game. Neither team's been particularly great against the spread as of late. Obviously, a couple losses in a row, I do believe, for Purdue. But it's because it's in East Lansing. And it's a short spread. I wish it was 3, but obviously you got to get the hook. So I like Michigan State minus 3.5. But, Kevin, this is more about the fact that it's in East Lansing. If this was at Mackey, I would be going the other way. This is more about who's the home team tonight.
And that is the element that I kind of know I'm going up against is it's Michigan State at home. Maybe they do what Purdue did against Michigan. They lost that basketball game by 2. They covered a 2.5-point line. JY, I can't laugh at you tonight because we're both – getting involved with a little bit of Villanova here. I took the team total over, but you like the Wildcats to cover that number at 8.5.
Yeah, listen, if the first game 68-66, Villanova, you take away the last game, 3-1 against the spread. Kevin, they continue to be the team that no one can understand. Like, how does the team beat St. John's and their winning streak and then go on the road and lose to Providence? Now their backs against the wall again. And now they need this game, right? If they lose this game by 10 points, no matter what they do in the Big East tournament, they're not making it unless they win it all. They got to keep this game close. I think they could score. I think Eric Dixon is a problem that not a lot of people know about because they had a good year. Mm-hmm. I think Tyler Perkins as a shooter, Wooger Poplar, the transfer from Miami. You like the team total over? I just like them to cover 8.5 points. I think it's way too much. Again, the UConn team, it's very inconsistent.
Yeah, Eric Dixon, to JY's point there, and we'll let JY grab some water. Listen, it happens to the best of us, right? Look, I got mine right by my side here. Don't worry about it, JY. Some Rook coffee, maybe? I know it's a little late at night. It's funny because sometimes you would hear people go, come on, everyone knows Eric Dixon. He leads the country in scoring. I think JY's right. I mean, look, that player of the year race has been a flag broom thing almost all season. I mean, Eric Dixon's going to have an argument for first team All-American. He's going to make one of the All-American teams. So I think it's appropriate, Coach, that you bring him up. I want to ask you a question quickly because we have a little bit of time today with JY. And again, this weekend, cannot wait. Saturday night, myself and Coach James Young for Duke Illinois and, of course, Lakers Nuggets. Do you think that Dan Hurley at all regrets passing on the Kentucky job or the Laker job and staying at UConn considering how the season is going?
Yes and no. Me knowing the Hurley family and knowing the loyalty. Now, listen, you're going to say, well, Danny was at Wagner. Danny went to URI. Danny's now at UConn. Where's the loyalty there? But even when he left URI, if anybody knows the story, Danny really, really struggled taking UConn job. And I talked to some people that are connected with him when he took it. I think for his legacy, he should have went to Kentucky or he should have went to the Lakers. But his sometimes arrogance and ego, and this is what I think makes Dan, is like, no, I'm going to say UConn. And I'm going to make this a dynasty. Problem is, you know, you start taking away these, you know, Tristan Newton, Donovan Clingan, Adonis Sanogo, you know, Stephon Castle. You start taking away Cam Spence. You start taking away these guys. And you know, like anybody else, Kevin, you went with talent. And McNeely's been great, inconsistent. Caravan, I don't think it's taken the step I think we needed. Johnson, no. Diarra, no. Some of the guys that they needed to step up haven't done it. Is it too late? No. But I don't think you can expect a run past the first week in an NCAA tournament, in my eyes, with UConn.
Yeah, I think you mentioned McNeely. And look, I think ultimately Hurley is fine. I will say I think all of the Hurley antics, he probably needs to stay at Connecticut, because I'll tell you right now, if he was at Kentucky having a down season and he's screaming about back-to-back titles that didn't happen at Rupp Arena, he would be getting crucified, right? Mm-hmm. If he was on the Lakers sideline, think they were having a rocky season, and he's like, I'm a national champion. Nobody could, like, he would be getting crushed. And people are annoyed with some of the stuff he's been doing, but the UConn fans adore him because they just won back-to-back national championships. I just wonder how long, or if at some point we see this impact their ability to get recruits and guys in the portal. You know, they have a pretty strong recruiting class coming in next year of freshmen. They actually do. They have a top 15 player and two more with inside that top 30. We saw Mark Few and Gonzaga, Jalen Suggs, Chet Holmgren. They can't get five stars anymore, or they don't try to, whatever it is, but it's not happening, right? And I think that's a mistake. I think kids should want to go to Gonzaga. I wonder, though, JY, if this down season for UConn could have a lasting effect, because this is where they are not Duke. They are not North Carolina. They are not Kansas. There's a gap, and we all know it.
Yeah, I mean, and if you look at it, you know, shout out to you know, my good friend Dennis Adams. His kid, Darius Adams, the kid out of Manitowan, with the Lumiere in Indiana, is one of the kids. I think he'll still get the kids until he doesn't. And to me, it's more about what else happens in the Big East. Rick Pitino, Chuck Smart, there's some other great coaches that may be able to start to steal some of their guys if they had the NIL money.
Yeah. All right, we're going to fly through the rest of Coach's College Card after a quick break here on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we're back with you right here on Sports Grid. Kevin Walsh, I'm with Coach James Young on Game Time Decisions. JY, let's run through it here. Talk to me, college basketball card. You like Michigan State. You like Nova. What else do you like here tonight?
Yeah, I like Iowa State's team total over 80.5. I think that when you think about T.J. Osterberger's team, you think about the defense, they're healthy now. I think they can get up and down and score versus a Colorado team that is not very good. We talked about Nova. We talked about Xavier, maybe we didn't, -7.5 tonight. This is a big spot for them, Kevin. They can't slip up. They're right. They're so square in the bubble. They need, in my opinion, I think they need to win by double digits to kind of keep momentum, even though they had that tough loss at Villanova on Super Bowl Sunday. Lastly, you went Hunter Dickinson.
Yeah.
I went Kansas. There is not a team that, like, this is a team that is so far underachieved, and everyone has written them off. And you look at Dickinson, Mayo, Storr, Harris, Abrams, and Bill Self, and you're like, how is this team not better? Second game with travel partners going to Provo after being at Utah. Give me Kansas +2.5. I actually think they went outright on the road.
That is going to be a fascinating team to follow. I have a Kansas big 12 win total under, but they have to win out for me to lose, so you can have it tonight, JY. I don't see any world they win out. I cannot wait to see what their rematch with Houston looks like, because that was a real turning point moment for Kansas on the season. That was a one-of-one loss, and I feel it's really rocked them since. But JY, look, appreciate it. We'll likely link up on Thursday, and then again, Saturday night, we'll make it happen. Enjoy the games tonight. Best of luck with the action.
And real quick, Kevin, that game with Kansas, as much as it did it bad for Kansas, it helped turn Houston around too, because they had struggled the month before. See you next time.
Yep. All right, awesome stuff there from Coach. And to JY's point, I thought Houston winning that game against Kansas was going to move their numbers a lot more. Since that game, they've lost once. It was at home to Texas Tech, laying 9.5. One, Texas Tech's a pretty good basketball team. It was by one in overtime. So do we have to go through this again of the losses on the year for Houston? There's four of them. Game two of the season against Auburn, they lose by 5. Since then, the other three losses, all of them in overtime. Bama by 5, San Diego State by 3, Texas Tech by 1. Now, what's being challenged this year around this team is their quality of win. And I get that. Because they did lose to Auburn and they did lose to Bama. And outside of that, there weren't big names in the out-of-conference. In fact, the next biggest was probably San Diego State, and they lost that game as well. And you look at the teams that they've played within the Big 12, and while the Kansas win was big, it was one of one, right? And outside of that, they lost at home to Texas Tech. They needed a comeback to beat Arizona. So you can poke holes if you want in Houston. I think that's, you know, how you would try to describe why their numbers not moved more. A number that I thought would move more, right? But I think for Houston, beat Iowa State at home. And if you can then follow that up as well by really for Houston, the ideas win out. But specifically, if they can go 2-0 against Iowa State at home and then at Texas Tech in a rematch, I think all questions will be answered. If you still have those questions, I've kind of talked about it. I've talked about it here on the show with Dave. I find myself buying into this Houston team more than I ever really would have imagined. I like this roster a lot more than I really thought possible. You know, I don't know how I feel about LJ Cryer as like a top dog. And then I watch Uzon. I'm like, man, I like that kid a lot. Right? And I think Juwan Roberts has turned into, something. He's been there, I know, forever. But I thought what he did at Kansas and what he did is kind of the lead scorer in that basketball game. And we know the defense is great. And it's also a number thing. There's only two teams that would be favored over them. It's Auburn and Duke. And it wouldn't be by a lot. It would not be by a lot. So just all stuff to keep in mind. Quick break. We'll be right back with you here. We're live on Game Time Decisions on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back with you right here on Sports Grid. It is Game Time Decisions. We've made some decisions tonight. One of them is going to get underway right now with the Villanova team total over 64.5 against UConn. I think we've got ourselves a pretty good number here. When they most recently played, that was a little bit ago. But I would say in that time, perception has dropped around UConn much more than Nova. Nova was favored in that game by 1.5, won the ball game by 2. The team total was 73.5, 64.5. We're not flipping that much. The home court advantage stuff, look, we'll go down with the ship if that's what it is. Okay? And that's where I'm at tonight. But I want to talk a little NBA, some NBA finals on, some outright markets. Because my NBA futures obviously got
moved around a lot when the Dallas Mavericks made the trade for Luka Doncic. For anybody that was not with us for our NBA Future Show, or maybe, I mean, I've mentioned it many times, the Mavs were my pick to win the NBA championship. They were. And I felt good about it, despite the injuries. I mean, I was annoyed that they weren't going to have a record reflective of how good they were. I was annoyed by that. But I felt that they were going to still be a super tough out and had the legitimate chance to win the title. I really did. And I thought the number was good and everything. So the move gets made, and the Laker news with Luka was so stunning. You know, it took the books a little bit of time to fully adjust those numbers. You know, they've settled at 18-1. You know, there were some 30-1, 32-1 numbers out there, 25-1. There were, you know, some legitimate big ticket items. And I grabbed some of those in part because I knew I was getting the best of the number. But also the team that I bet to win the championship just traded their best player in the middle of the season. It's obviously a rarity. Not typically what you're looking for, right? Especially like a completely unforeseen trade. So we're about to get set into the second half of the season, and it's like, all right, are we settled up? Are we happy with where the future sit? Well, the incredible thing is, the Mavericks are not the only team who I had a future on who traded their best player in the middle of the season. I had a Sacramento Kings Western Conference title ticket big enough that it wasn't going to, you know, that it was worth play. It's done, obviously. I have no, that team has fired their coach and traded their best player in season. And still have, by the way, a better record than the Phoenix Suns, for whatever that's worth. But this is one of those situations where I'm not, you know, tied to that Kings ticket. I don't think that Kings ticket has much life. It's not the basketball team that I bet on. Right? And then I have a Indiana Pacers Eastern Conference ticket. Now, that is a number that I don't have any value on, right? They're presently in the East market sitting at much longer odds there. I don't know if they've moved within the day, but there you see a 44-1. They're actually 70-1 as I look at it right now on FanDuel. And I'll double check that number over on DK just to kind of get a full scope of where the number is around that team within the Eastern Conference. 40-1. That's odd. The Pacers just randomly plummeted to 70-1 on FanDuel. Very bizarre. I didn't think that was a mistake to see them at 44. We'll dive more into that. I think the Pacers are, if you're being super generous, right, a super, super low-level contender. Now, how I would explain that is if you make the finals, you're a contender. I don't really think there's a scenario where I can actually see the Pacers winning the championship. I think them winning the East is, again, unlikely at this point. I've lost some confidence in Indiana. Halliburton's not been what I was hoping for him to be. But I think the Pacers, who we've seen be an issue before from Milwaukee in a 4-5 matchup potentially, can win that matchup again. I think that the Pacers, you know, we'll see how all the seeding breaks, right? But I saw them challenge Boston last year. I saw them beat the Knicks last year. I know people have a lot of questions around the Cavs, and we'll get to the Cavs in just a second. We'll get to the Cavs in just a second. But the Pacers, to me, at minimum appearing in the Eastern Conference Finals does not feel like an insane concept. You know, I feel similarly about the Memphis Grizzlies in the West, right? You know, when you compare Memphis is 11-1 in the West. I know that probably would seem unfair. I'm comparing a 36-18 team to a 30-23 team. You know, there's a legitimate gap there, but you know, is the high end of the East that much better than the high end of the West? That's one team is again 70-1 right now, and another team is 11-1. That feels odd. That feels wrong. It feels off. It does. It feels off. So I have this Pacers ticket. We'll see. But as I, again, was kind of going through tiers of teams, right? Tier one of NBA title contenders has a unanimous two inside of it with Boston and Oklahoma City, and the market reflects that. In fact, on DraftKings, Oklahoma City are the NBA title favorites. Believe it or not. Plus 235 on DK. Much different number on FanDuel, plus 175. Much different number. But, and that could be because Oklahoma City would have home court advantage, likely if they played, if you look at their present records, because Oklahoma City is going to have home court advantage throughout the Western Conference portion of the postseason, where Boston is unlikely to catch Cleveland. If things hold, there's not a big injury for the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. And potentially, then I think, according to the books, get a more difficult round two matchup, having to play the New York Knicks. The Cavs, 7-1 on DraftKings, but 9-1 on FanDuel. And again, I'm not sure I feel I have the ability to get in again. It's been a bizarre season for me already within the futures market, right? But the Cavs at 9-1 feel like they are not getting enough credit for the season that they are having. We've seen teams have great regular seasons, and we know that ultimately it's not going to result in a championship, right? Cleveland is 44-10. It's the same record as OKC. Cleveland has beaten Boston this season. Cleveland has beaten the Oklahoma City Thunder this season. They would have home court advantage over Boston, most likely in a playoff series. And while it's not projected, it may be Oklahoma City. And where I feel Cleveland's gap is a little bit too far, you would probably look in Cleveland and go, okay, like this core hasn't, they've not made a finals, they've not made a conference final. That's true of OKC. And in fact, Donovan Mitchell, right, has more postseason reps under his belt than anybody on OKC. Donovan Mitchell does have more of a postseason pedigree than, again, the guys on the Thunder. I prefer the Thunder to that team. The Thunder should be booked in front of Cleveland. 2-1 compared to 9-1. Again, I don't know if I have the ability right now to really grab another guy, grab another team, grab another horse in this race, especially near the top, which is where Cleveland is. But I'm sure Cleveland shouldn't be 5-1. Plus 450. Like, clearly, unquestionably, Cleveland being viewed closer to Denver and the Knicks than that of OKC and Boston. An eye-catching thing, I think, to consider if you're still looking to get involved, potentially, within the NBA's future market. We'll reset the college basketball board. We're with you here on a Tuesday night on Sports Grid.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back with right here on Game Time Decisions. The College Basketball Board is underway. Slow start right now to UConn Nova, but it is also just 5 minutes, so nothing crazy, nothing massive. Nova just hit a three, so now they're on pace early on in that game against Connecticut. I will just say with UConn, I am really interested to see how this all finishes for them. I'm sure everyone is. Hurley is one of the biggest names in the sport, we know that.
This is a team who's won back-to-back national championships. You know, they presently sit at 65-1 to win a third consecutive national championship. They do not look like anywhere near one of the best teams in the country. And some of the losses feel very uncharacteristic of what I think people have subscribed as a Dan Hurley team. The thing was, they were 4-3, and then they kind of flipped that around. They were 12-3. They got, you know, off to a great start within Big 12 play. They lost. Their losses have been close. They've not been blown out, but typically losing to Nova, at home to Creighton, at Xavier, you wouldn't expect those for UConn. And I know they've dealt with some injuries, and some feel like they've dealt with some poor shooting luck, UConn. I think tonight's a great test. I think laying 9.5 to what is still a solid Nova team. It's not a great Nova team. It's not a Jay Wright Nova team, but it's a solid Nova team, is a good test to see where this team is and where this team is going, I guess. Where this team is going off of the loss to Seton Hall. They're going to follow it up by playing St. John's, right? At the Garden. Good test for when that tournament comes around. They still have a game against Marquette. You know, just kind of starting to canvas that national championship mark. Again, I'm almost assuredly done. I have a Duke ticket. I have a Houston ticket. You know, we're going to bet, what, 2 of the 3 favorites, and then add another. It's very, very unlikely. You know, there's a Purdue Final Four ticket that's, you know, likely where it stops for me. But for you, who maybe have none of those tickets, maybe have no tickets, maybe you're waiting for the bracket to be set, you know, when it gets set, because UConn is going to be in the field, right? At least every expectation is UConn is going to be in the field, right? Currently an 8th seed projected by Bracket Matrix. You know, some spots think there are 7. So some movement could potentially come in with UConn, again, depending on how they handle St. John's and Marquette, and of course, tonight against Villanova. But you have to imagine that they are going to become a popular bet at better than 50-1. Because when the bracket is set, you will be reminded that Dan Hurley, forget winning, has covered every tournament game for 2 straight years. I mean, they've gone into these tournaments as the best team. They've rolled. I mean, they have absolutely steamrolled teams. You know, you look at that game against Purdue last year. They laid 6.5 against a fellow 1 seed. And Purdue, really, I think for all intents and purposes, part of the 2nd-best team in college last season. Best player in college. 75-60. Right? Beat Bama by 14. You know, the Illinois game was kind of like, oh my goodness, right? When they went on that insane run to start the second half against Illinois. Not the same team, right? There's no Donovan Klingon on this roster. But I think you are going to see, when we get there, there's going to be some buy on UConn. I really do believe that. Does that mean you need to run and buy in on UConn right now? No, not necessarily. You can, right? At 65-1, I mean, you always want to look around top of the number. You know, I like to bounce around just between kind of the 2 top books, but you can look across the map as much as you want. They're 50 on DK, so again, 65. You might be getting the best of that number. You just bank on Hurley. You just bank on her. Because here's the thing. You know, the UConn, no one would rank them as a top 10 team. Everyone would still rank Hurley as a top 10 coach. And maybe would still, in fact, I'm sure if you kind of asked 100 college basketball writers, enthusiasts, people around the game, best coach in college, I feel like he would probably still win. It wouldn't be unanimous, like it would have been at the end of last season. Some Bruce Pearl bets, Kelvin Sampson bets, right? You would get some other votes, but you would, I think Hurley may still win that. And there are years where a Tom Izzo team is checked into a tournament. Don't look that great. Don't look that fierce. An 8 seed, whoops, what do you know? Hate to play Izzo in March, right? that Hurley buzz feels like it's going to happen. Now, not if they get rolled by Villanova. We're down 14-6-2 right now. But maybe even if they do get rolled by Nova tonight, as long as they make the tournament, right? I think UConn is going to get that buzz. I think they're going to draw tickets when we look at the national championship market. I think that's what we're going to expect for UConn. I just think it's something to keep your eyes on again, because this is going to be, you know, it's that time of the year now, right? We put the football away for a moment, not fully. And they're going to start franchise tagging guys. In fact, we're going to talk to Mike Blute in just a little bit here on the show tonight, because there's some big NFL news that's going to happen. But right now, for people who are looking to, you know, get stuff down, your night tonight, you're betting a lot of college. And futures-wise, you're primarily likely looking at...
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The College Basketball Board. You know, and the more you talk about it here, like, if UConn does lose this game tonight, how big of a number could we see? How big could that number possibly be when we talk about the UConn Huskies heading into the tournament looking for a three-peat? I guess we'll see. We're going to talk some more college basketball, the player props for me tonight. Wade Taylor, Hunter Dickinson. Let's see what else is on the menu with you right here on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back in right here on Sports Grid. It is Game Time Decisions on this Tuesday night. Kevin Walsh with you. We're going to talk to Mike Blewett in just a little bit here on our show around some of the big NFL offseason news. We will be following that college basketball board with options aplenty. So let's hear a little bit more about them from Tom Vecchio and Joe Madden.
Happy Tuesday, everyone. Let's jump into some Sports Millions Pick'ems now. Tom, I know you did great with your Sports Millions Pick'ems yesterday with Cooper Flagg, but Tyrese Proctor absolutely crushed me out there. I had him higher than 11.5 points. He only ended up with 7. So need to bounce back here for myself today. What about you?
Yeah, Flagg stayed under the points yesterday. Just wasn't a whole lot of back and forth action versus Virginia. Let's turn to the court tonight, a Big Ten matchup between Michigan State and Purdue. Really important matchup overall. These teams sit 2-3 when it comes to the Big Ten standings. Obviously, late season game is kind of what I'm expecting this whole overall environment. Jaden Akins from Michigan State, lower than 14.5 points. He's been under this mark in 8 of the last 10 games. I'm also not expecting a whole lot of back and forth action. Michigan State, they're 128 when it comes to offensive pace in the NCAA. Purdue is sitting at 276, and both teams are in the top 40 of the NCAA when it comes to KenPom defensive rating. So given what we have in the environment overall, late season defensive battle, not a whole lot of scoring, that's what I'm expecting. So Akins lower than 14.5 points. What do you got?
Looks like you're onto another winner there with that one. I'm going to look at the matchup here between Oklahoma and Florida. Now, Florida is such a stronger team than Oklahoma, and I'm expecting them to really come out strong defensively and shut them down. But I'm also looking for them to get some points. When we're looking at this team and who we really trust out there, I know a lot of people are going to go to Walter Clayton Jr. because he's just been on fire. He's averaging right around 17 points per game. But I'm going to go further down the list with this being a defensive, more style game here. I do think Will Richards has value with his higher than 12.5 points. He should be able to hit this. We look at him in his last couple of games out here, and he hasn't been able to go higher than this number, but when he does, he comes out completely on fire. He had 12 versus Auburn, but versus Vanderbilt, we saw 21 points put on the board by him. He also had 16 versus Georgia and 22 versus South Carolina. I'm looking for him to have success here versus Oklahoma, a team that allows an average of 72.5 points per game. Look for Will Richards to go higher than 12.5 points, Tom.
We will be back with the NBA tomorrow. Only one game on the slate with Hornets and Lakers, but we'll continue that through the rest of the week.
That's going to be great. So you guys, make sure you join us here tomorrow for more Sports Millions Pick'ems.
All right, great stuff there from both Tom and Joe. Had a lot of fun yesterday talking to both of them around the Four Nations, which I know a lot of people have been really excited about. And again, that will pick back up on Thursday. They're taking a look at some of the college basketball options that you can find tonight. Really fascinated to see what Wade Taylor brings to the table. Played in his most minutes since returning from injury in their most recent game, a win against Arkansas. Does that continue in a really big game against Mississippi State? His higher lower right now over on the Sports Million Pick'em is 15.5. One of many options you can find over on Sports Million Pick'em. Let's hear about a few more.
Check out Sports Million's social casino featuring classic slots and brand new game concepts. The social casino features the opportunity to win large sweepstakes coins, and the games are always free to enter. Go play now at sportsmillions.com/social-casino. That's sportsmillions.com/social-casino.
All right. So one of the other guys tonight that I'm really focused in on is Hunter Dickinson. And, you know, Hunter Dickinson's had this very fascinating season, I think, for Kansas. You know, look, the big man has been around a long time, the college game. I think I saw today, and I didn't quadruple check it, I think he might lead, like, in NCAA history, the most made two-point shots, which is kind of wild to think about. But he's, you know, this is his fifth year, final year, all the seasons at Michigan and now here at Kansas. And, you know, occasionally, especially if you hear Fran Fraschilla calling any of his games, and I'm not taking a shot here, but it feels like Fran is always trying to defend Dickinson. He's like, man, people are crushing him. He's having a great season. It's relative, though. His field goal percentage is down. His three-point percentage is cratered. His rebounds are down. His scoring is down. It's just, it's all fallen back in what was supposed to be a huge year for Dickinson. And the Jayhawks, we'll see how they look tonight against BYU.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.